everyone. We are live. Today is March 6, 2026. Welcome to everybody jumping in the United States and around the world. We're so happy to have you with us tonight. And Shabbat Shalom on top of it, because tonight is Shabbat. And we're going live now. So we're very happy to be with you. And we're going to say hi to a few people as all of you are jumping in. I see Vancouver, Washington. Hello and God bless you. North Carolina, Bucks County, Pennsylvania. God bless you as well. Praise the Lord. Blessings to you also. Blessings to any fellow Catholics and Christians in here. Well, God bless you. Hold on for the ride here with that, because we got some interesting things to talk about. Okay. Colorado Springs, Colorado. New York City, hello. God bless you. We're praying for you in New York City right now with what's going on. Montana, Lake Isabella, California as well. In Alabama, God bless you. Okay, let's see. Oh, what else? Let's go look at who else is coming in. California and Ball Ground, Georgia. God bless you. Chelsea, Oklahoma as well. And Pennsylvania. God bless you. Hello to you in New Mexico. God bless you. I see Indiana as well. Illinois as well. Hello and God bless you. Lexington, Texas as well. Michigan, I see. God bless all of you. Chamblee, Georgia as well. In Southeast Texas and Oxford, Florida. God bless you all. Very happy to have you with us. I see more Michigans coming in as well. Long Island, New York, and the southern tier of New York. So hello to all our wonderful neighbors in New York that are coming on to watch us tonight. We're very happy to have you with us. Shalom to you in California. Hello, Chicago, Illinois. Carmel, New York. That's about 30 minutes south of us. So hello to our neighbor in Carmel, New York, who's watching, who's about 30 minutes south of us. Okay, UK, hello to our international audience coming in, our wonderful friends in England that are watching. God bless you. So happy to have you with us tonight. Mesa, Arizona as well. God bless you. God bless you. Let's see who else is coming in. Toronto, Canada. Hello to our wonderful friends in Canada who are watching tonight. Many blessings to you as well. I see Mountain City, Tennessee. I see Eastern Tennessee. Maybe you two should become friends. You're on opposite sides of Tennessee. Hello to both of you. God bless you. I see Miami, Florida, Austin, Texas, Chicago. God bless all of you as well. Kentucky, yep, you're keeping the faith in Kentucky. Very nice. Southwestern Ontario, Canada, God bless you as well. Oh, let's see, Minnesota, El Paso, Texas, and Dallas, Texas. Hello to all of our viewers in Texas as well. We have a larger viewership in Texas. So hello to all of you. God bless you. Very happy to have you with us tonight. Oh, and we have Albuquerque, New Mexico as well. And we'll do a few more here. God bless you. Ozarks in Missouri. God bless you. Very happy to have you on with us. Yep, Shabbat Shalom to you. Hello to our wonderful friends across the globe in Australia who are watching tonight. God bless you. As well as New Jersey. Blessings to you as well. Let's see. I see Harpers Ferry, West Virginia as well, and Kansas, I see. So praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you in Boise, Idaho as well. And hello to all of our moderators coming in and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So as usual, I'm going to open up in prayer, but we have entered that very volatile window between Purim and Passover. And given to what happened on the heels of Purim, we're going to get into this, but we have entered a very intense window and we're going to talk all about it. There's also a pattern, a prophetic pattern. I'm going to take you back to last year to show you what's going on, because there are entities attempting to merge in the realm of the spirit. And this is why we're seeing certain things happen in the natural. We're going to prophetically break this all down for you. So we're going to open up in prayer first, give this over to the Lord, and we will get started tonight. Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, Lord, we come before you this day. We praise you, your almighty God. You are high and lifted up, far above every power, principality, and might. Lord, we give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. We humble ourselves before you this day, Father God, ask you to forgive us of our sins. cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Forgive us of every way we've sinned, Father, and fallen short. We all sin and fall incredibly short of the glory of God. And I just praise you, Lord. Your mercies are new every single day. Lord, and we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, to the earth, Yeshua HaMashiach, Father God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb. He willingly came to the earth to die for our sins. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. And we praise you that Jesus Christ, when he died on the cross, he not only paid the price in full, Father God, but he also blotted out ordinances. He disarmed principalities and powers. He made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation when he said, "It is finished." And he miraculously rose again. He ascended back to be with the Father, where he victoriously took his rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the name above all names, and our advocate without ceasing before your throne. And we honor that before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence in the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the Living God, and the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, into this place. Father, let your power, your might, the weight of your glory, your truth, your authority mightily move in this place. Let your power move and saturate the atmosphere of this place. Father, you are welcome to have your way. Let the atmosphere, Father God, be cleansed in the name of Jesus Christ, Father, of what is not pleasing and acceptable to you, Father God. We welcome the Holy Spirit to be the counselor and to minister to those that are watching, that they feel the weight of the conviction of God, that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, Father God. And we welcome you in now to do that, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask you, go before us tonight. You be our front and rear guard. Order our steps. Order my words, Father God, as we go forth in you. Fill us in the name of Jesus Christ with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, let nothing pass through my mouth that doesn't pass through your throne first. Allow me and our team, Father, the humble privilege of being vessels of your power. Father, we ask in the name of Jesus Christ, you would loose, send, and dispatch your holy angels of all offices, rankings, and divisions to surround the skies, the land, north, south, east, and west, above and below, and to guard against every dimensional access point, Father, that your weapons of war and your holy fire in the name of Jesus Christ would be released to disarm works of darkness and iniquity. In the name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke every plot, scheme, contract, assignment, weaponry, blueprint, attack, strategy, sabotage, interference, curse, hex, vex, spell, enchantment, smote, any form of weaponized demonic activity, witchcraft of any kind, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we command it be dismantled, destroyed, disabled, thwarted, disrupted, blocked, nullified, voided, disarmed, rendered powerless, and their communication lines disrupted, so they cannot carry out their plans. And it casts back to the areas you have designated for such, Lord, to be bound there in the name of Jesus Christ and not return or have anything sent in its place. Father, we just ask you take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Every breath we take is because of you. We owe you every breath, Father God. We praise you. We bless your holy name with that breath. You are Yahweh. You are the breath, Father God. And we praise you that you are holy. You are righteous, Father God, that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. We praise you that we can call to you and you will answer us and show us great and mighty things, which we know not. We praise you that you prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies, that you anoint our head with oil, our cup runs over, that surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever, that he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We praise you, Father God, that every snare of the enemy we are being delivered from, every trap is being broken and destroyed by the holy fire of God. Father, we praise you in the name of Jesus Christ, that altars the enemy is attempting to erect against us catch fire in the name of Jesus Christ and be dismantled and scattered and destroyed in Jesus' name. Father, we praise you, Lord, that the earth is your footstool, that your eyes wander to and fro across the earth, Father God, that you are our deliverer, you are the Lord of hosts, that you weigh the matter of men and nations, Father God, and we praise you for that, and we thank you for that, Lord, and we thank you for this time and what you are doing. Father, We just ask that the noise and the tumult and the deception of the enemy, Father God, be pierced through by your word that is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword in this time, Father. We praise you. We give you all the glory. Take all the glory for yourself, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Welcome to those of you who are jumping on during prayer. We're very happy to have you with us tonight. If you can share this video, we very much appreciate it. Like and subscribe. It does help us, and we're very appreciative of it. Okay, now people, there are some things we got to talk about tonight, and some of it your mind might be doing backflips with, but that's okay, because it's spiritual backflips we're going to be dealing with prophetically, and what is happening, because we have entered a very serious window between Purim and Passover, and I'm going to get into the pattern in a minute, but this window can be very volatile, very pressure-filled, and we can see very large overturnings within nations in the earth within that time. So I want to play for you first, because this is breaking news. We're going to play this clip for you, and then we are going to come back and talk.
We have breaking news out of the Middle East. Reza Pahlavi, the crown prince of Iran, just made an extraordinarily important announcement about the future of Iran. Take a look.
The Iranian people have called on me to lead the transition after the regime is gone. I have accepted that responsibility. Part of their great mandate to me is to return our nation and our foreign relations to normalcy. I will do exactly that.
Very interesting that this is all unfolding. You know, about a year ago or so, Pastor Rick says to me out of Texas, Amanda, you need to watch this guy, Reza Pahlavi. Just watch him. Something's up, and I just want you to watch him. So I've been keeping that in the back of my mind. And what's interesting about his first name, Reza, is respelled, it's Ezra. And Ezra, in the book of Ezra, the people, after being oppressed and strained from the Lord, came back and rededicated their nation to the Lord. And they rededicated the ground, and they rededicated the people, and they cleansed themselves of everything foreign and off of foreign gods and idols and things they have done that were against the command of the Lord. And it's interesting that this man's name respelled happens to be Ezra. So just keep that in mind. Watch this guy. I'm telling you, watch him in the middle of what is happening and forming in this, because we have to watch this happen with Iran in order to set up in the future for the war of Ezekiel, because Iran is one of the ones that lead that charge. So it's very interesting. We are watching this unfold now, because I think the caliphate was going to try to bring in the Mahdi or the Antichrist early. This is what I think happened. And the Lord basically pushed back the schedule back into its place. And so watching this all unfold prophetically is fascinating. Now, April 10th last year, right before, I think it was right before Passover, April 10th was during Passover, but I think it was on the heels of Passover, I did a broadcast and I said something about Iran, April 10th, 2024, and we're going to play that clip for you now. The Church of Iran right now, because Iran, the back of Iran is going to be broken. The back of Iran is going to be broken. It is coming. So just pray for that church too, the underground church, because the enemy is out for blood right now. And he is out and he is looking to rear up for a strike. He is looking to clip the wings of the eagle. He is looking to clip the wings of America in the middle of this. And normally when you clip the wings, it means you're going to go after leadership. Normally when you clip the wings, it means you want to go after leadership. You want to go after what lifts the bird up. You want to go after what causes it to mount up. So just remember that and pray and intercede. And isn't it interesting? President Trump now admits that Iran was trying to assassinate him. So he came out after the strikes in Iran and admitted that he knew that they were trying to actively assassinate him. That was April 10th, 2024, when I spoke that on the heels of last Passover. So praise the Lord for that, because we've actively now, we are watching this unfold. However, in the window we're entering now, now because Purim happened, we literally watched a modern day Purim happen in Iran. We literally watched the events from the Book of Esther rewritten and unfold in modern day in Iran. And now we've entered this 30-day window between Purim and Passover. Interestingly enough, in China, February 17th, 2026, just 11 days before Iran fell, they entered the year of the fire horse. Of all times, they happen to enter the year of the fire horse. Watch the moves China makes in the midst of this. I'm telling you, because what President Trump is doing strategically is he literally is, in a way, neutering Russia and China and their supplies and their allies and their interests and their oil. So watch this carefully as this unfolds. Now, interestingly enough, February 17th, 2026, if you add that date up, 2 plus 1 plus 7 is 10, and then 2 plus 2 plus 6 is 10, it equals 10:10. Now, John 10:10 says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I, the Lord your God, have come to give you life and life more abundant. Esther happens to have 10 chapters. Haman had 10 sons. Egypt had 10 plagues exacted on them by Almighty God. And it's interesting that of all years, this year, 11 days prior, China enters the year of the fire horse. And that's interesting because China serves principalities and powers from the kingdom of darkness. The enemy is mobilizing to bring fire, and many forms attempt to bring it in 2026. And we're watching divine reversals happen surrounding key events like Purim in the earth. So if you think about this, it was the year of the fire horse, and then we entered a blood moon on Purim, and now we've entered the window between Purim and Passover, and we've seen the events unfold. Now, I want to take you to last year for a moment. Last year, at the end of this window between Purim and Passover, 2025, right? We entered Purim 2025 with a blood moon. We entered then the window between Purim and Passover. At the end of that window last year, the Pope died. If you remember, the last day of Passover, Pope Francis dies. This year, at the beginning of this window, right, Purim 2026, the Ayatollah is killed. Both of them are religious leaders of some of the most prominent religions in the world, both considered supreme in their authority. So you had the Pope at the end of Passover, and you have the Ayatollah right before Purim. Now, this is what I want to tell you to watch for as well. Towards the end of this window, or around the end of this window, in the vicinity, it could be a couple weeks after, but in the vicinity, I would watch for a major announcement from the royal family that's going to shake up Britain and shock the world. I would watch for that. Out of the royal families of England, and it could even be the Saudi royal family too, I would watch for that in the midst of this. I was sensing that. I'm praying about it. Just watch for it. Okay. Now, the window between Purim and Passover, now to specify this for some of you who may not know, Purim has to do with the Book of Esther. Esther took place in Iran, which was Persia, having to do with Haman from the line of Amalek coming to power under the king and wanting to annihilate and destroy the people of God and commit a complete genocide. And the Lord raising up Esther and Mordecai and working through his power and divine reversals to thwart those decrees of destruction that Haman was putting out. And then it fell upon Haman and his family instead, and the people of God were delivered. Passover, having to do with the Book of Exodus, having to do with the Jews being enslaved for over 400 years by Egypt, the Lord hearing their cries, raising up a deliverer named Moses, going into Egypt and exacting 10 plagues on Pharaoh in order to basically cripple the superpower of the world to force his hand to let his people go and free them from slavery. brings it to the Red Sea. There's a Red Sea moment. That's why God brings them to Baal Zephon, because God is not only calling out Pharaoh, he's calling out Baal in the midst of this. And the Red Sea parts, and the people come across the sea, and the army of Egypt is destroyed. So you have, both with Purim and Passover, judgment and deliverance simultaneously. So you see judgment on the wicked, deliverance for the people of God and for the righteous, and you're watching this happen simultaneously. Now, you have Haman when it comes to Esther. That was the oppressor in the book of Exodus with Passover. It's Pharaoh. Now, interestingly enough, now it's I wrote these notes out. I started writing them on the 4th of March. I started praying and typing and writing out. This is a 30-day window. Now, 30 is an interesting number in the Bible because, yes, Jesus did begin his ministry at 30, but 30 has to do with betrayal as well. So Judas betrayed Jesus, right, for 30 pieces of silver. Now, the enemy, to disrupt the course of events that are shifting global territories, is going to attempt to get into the administration within or around this window and cause a betrayal. A very serious one, both in the Trump administration and with the administration of Benjamin Netanyahu. So I believe within this 30-day window, this is one thing that we are going to see, that we are going to hear about. It's going to become very evident that the enemy is on the move and he's attempting to do such things. So honestly, they should be praying together constantly with their staff. I know that they posted a picture from the Oval Office. There was many pastors praying over President Trump. Right now, they should be praying without ceasing because the enemy is looking for an opening. They need to be praying without ceasing in the midst of this because the enemy is looking for an opening. Now, within Passover this year, Passover begins early. It begins April 1st this year. You have the dates 4-7 and 4-8 that happen to be in Passover this year, right? 4-7 and 4-8. Right now, we're in the 47th presidency, and the 48th is coming in 2028, right? And 28 happened to be the day that Operation Epic Fury and Roaring Lion, the 28th of February, began, which happens to be our next election as well. But 4-7 and 4-8 of all years, Passover happens to fall early this year, and the next two presidencies in the dates happen to fall within Passover. So I found that very interesting. Resurrection Sunday or Easter happens to be 4-5, which is interesting as well. So in the dates this year, you actually have Trump's two presidencies and the next presidency represented within the dates of Passover this year. So I find that fascinating, that this is all converging in this year. Also, for the dates of April 4-5 and 4-7, which happen to be Trump's presidencies, those equal 9-1-1, right? 4 plus 5 is 9, 4 plus 7 is 11. So you have a 9-1-1 within the 8-day period of Passover. Within the dates, you have 9-1-1 in there. So if with this 2-year window as well, so we have that. Let me think where I want to go with this for a minute. We have that, but then we also, okay, so April 5th to the 7th. Okay, we have that for Passover. But this is all happening within a 2-year window of 2025 to 2027, which happens to also equal 9-11. 2 plus 2 plus 5 is 9. 2 plus 2 plus 7 is 11. So we are in a 2-year window right now that happens to equal 9-11. And we just witnessed a modern day Purim prophetically align with the events of the book of Esther. So if this is the year of alignment of that, then Passover this year should align with modern day events from the book of Exodus. So if we've just watched a modern day Purim happen and align this year, and it happened between two blood moons, and now we entered that window between Purim and Passover, we should watch similar events. when Passover comes, an alignment, a modern day Exodus, a modern day Passover, a modern day deliverance occur, because this is how we are watching this align this year of all years. This is what's happening. Now, Pharaoh was a wicked ruler who was the superpower of the world that was broken by Almighty God. That was the superpower of the world. God broke his superpower, is exactly what he did, through 10 plagues that he exacted on Egypt. And all the Passovers, Passover 2025, think about this, Passover 2025 through Passover 2027 is in that window that equals 9/11, that two-year window. And last Passover, the Pope died. So Passover 2025 is when the Pope passed, within that window that equals 9/11. The Ayatollah is killed within that window, that two-year window that equals 9/11. And within this window, in the vicinity of another leader and nation will most likely buckle and fall in the midst of this because of the way prophetically this timeline is going. We should see this. Don't mind me, my eye is tearing here. In the vicinity of this window, we should see another leader or nation buckle and fall in the midst of this, in the middle of this two-year window that happens to equal 9/11. I also believe in this time we are going to watch Egypt get stirred up on the world stage, because things have to align. We're watching a modern day Purim align. We're going to watch a modern day Passover in some regard align. So I would watch for that closely. This window, last year we thought it was intense. Well, we just came into this window on the heels of a modern day Purim, the Ayatollah being killed, Iran's leadership falling, and Operations Epic Fury and Roaring Lion coming in to March. Now, April 10th, I did a broadcast 2025, and it was titled A Historic Shift During Passover. That's when I had said the clip I played for you earlier, the back of Iran is about to be broken. April 25th, 2025, there was a broadcast I did, and I titled it, The Pope Has Passed Over and a Great Shaking in the Earth. Okay? So last year, in the month of April, when Passover occurred, a historic shift during Passover, the Pope has passed over, and a great shaking within the earth. There is something prophetically happening here, not only with the death of the Pope and the Ayatollah on Passover and Purim, but within that window from Passover 2025 to Purim 2026, something began to happen in the conservative movement. You have, it's interesting. Now, hear what I'm about to say with this, because we love our Catholic viewers. So we're not talking about our lovely Catholic viewers who want to go to church, hear the homily, who just want to serve Jesus and take their kids to Little League. This is not, we're talking about operatives, okay? So what I'm about to say, we're talking about operatives. But something began in the conservative movement, and you have suddenly, back then when this happens, mainly proclaimed Catholic voices turning on Israel and defending and sympathizing with radical Islam, with Hamas, with the caliphate. Many of these mainstream voices, I'm not saying all of them, many of them identify or lean Catholic. But these are not your run-of-the-mill, I just want to go to church, raise my kids, and praise Jesus Catholics who actually have morals. We're talking about radical operatives which parallel the Muslim side, which parallel a radical ideology on the side of Islam. Okay, so this is what I'm talking about. And I'll tell you something, there's an X account called Insurrection Barbie, which I think that name is great. She breaks this down from the natural perspective. I'm going to break this down from the spiritual perspective for you. But there are radical operatives on both sides that are running parallel of what we see, and these are political radical operatives radicalized through an extreme area of religion and doctrine, radicalized by what has been happening behind an iron veil of secrecy that in this time is going to come out. The Lord was warning us with the death of the Pope on Passover and the death of the Ayatollah on Purim, two religious figureheads that are the pillars of their religion, right? These are two figureheads that are the pillars of their religion. Both Passover and Purim have to do with judgment and deliverance. They both have to do with that. The spirit of religion behind each, high-ranking territorial religious spirits in the spirit, I believe, have made an agreement of sorts and are working together, and radical political operatives disguised as those who serve in religion on the conservative side are merging more and more with radical Islam and radical Islam ideology. The two are becoming one entity. If you notice, since last Passover and the death of the Pope, we have watched the two come closer and closer together and merge, meaning who's taking orders from the Vatican on the conservative side and the side of Islam. We have watched voices on the conservative side more and more come together and merge the two. I don't know if you're realizing this is going on, and I'm trying to be very careful here because we do love our Catholic viewers, and I'm not talking about you, so please don't take offense to this, because I'm talking about radicalized operatives that are from a very small sect that purposely radicalize people in order to push them into the political arena, in order to push dangerous ideologies. That's what I'm talking about here. Okay, so you have these two working together that have been coming together more and more. The political operative Catholicism merging more and more with the radical political operative Islam. And the two are becoming one entity. In the spirit, a deal has been struck between these two vicious, destructive, manipulative spirits. An agreement has been made for a common enemy. And this is why you see the two merging in the natural. This is why you watch the Pope die on Passover and you watch the Ayatollah die on Purim. Because there's a statement being made in this. You know, when you're looking at Passover to Purim, and those are the two that die, that's quite a prophetic statement that is being made. Now, their enemy besides Israel, because we all know that Israel is not their favorite place or person on the planet by any stretch of the imagination, is evangelical Christians and spirit-filled Protestants. That's who their enemy is. The outcry has gone forth in the spirit to take them down because of the 2024 election and because of the 2028 election. Since then, there's been an uprooting and tearing down of wicked systems. So if you think about it, since the 2024 election, there has been a time of great excavation and great exposure and a tearing up. An uprooting and tearing down of wicked systems, which is causing the enemy to regroup and make new alliances, because there is true power in the council. There's true power in the council of the Holy Spirit, and the enemy knows it. And he wants to target that in the midst of this, because wicked systems are in the process of not only being torn down, but we're watching the global map shift as far as alliances go, in order to align with prophetic timelines and in order to align things, in order to keep on schedule for Ezekiel 38 and the War of Ezekiel. Now, let me go on. I'm going to prove this to you further. I'm going to prove this to you further with a few things. Let's look at the timeline first. Passover 2025. Now it's going to get real interesting in a minute here. Passover 2025, the Pope dies. Okay, the Pope dies. September 10th. Now, okay, let me back this up. All right. Passover 2025, the Pope dies. September 10th, 2025. So Passover was in April 2025. September 10th, 2025, the day before 9/11 and 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, the Feast of Trumpets, Charlie Kirk dies, who was a figurehead of the evangelical, spirit-filled Protestant movement. He represented the spiritual and the political coming together. And now Purim 2026, the Ayatollah is killed. Charlie Kirk dies tragically in between these two religious titans, because that is who their common enemy is. It is what happens in the spirit, and it comes in and establishes itself in the natural. So that order of how that happened is not an accident, because if you look at the side with the Pope dying and the Ayatollah dying, who's in the middle of it that they both had their eye on? Charlie Kirk, who represents that political, Protestant, spirit-filled, evangelical movement. And I'm going to say something probably explosive here and profound, and prophetic, by the way. But I believe some of the prominent voices in this conservative operative movement on the conservative side had foreknowledge that Charlie Kirk was going to be killed, and they were paid large sums of money to not intervene. And this is why such a strong onus is being thrown on others to blame them by these people for the death of Charlie Kirk. I believe this is why. I believe these political operatives on the conservative side had foreknowledge that they were going to kill Charlie Kirk and were paid large sums of money to stay quiet. And I also believe that is why the onus and the blame is being thrown on people to cast it off of themselves. And the Lord, in an explosive, sobering way, is going to sift the conservative side down to its roots and is going to expose it. The Lord in this time, in this season, is going to sift the side of conservative operatives and shake it so much and sift it so much that he's going to bring it down to the roots and expose the cover-up and expose the deals and expose the alliances and expose the mammon and expose the agenda, and expose the ideology, and expose the idolatry. And this time, in this season, he is going to expose it. And I believe people got paid a lot at the altar of mammon to keep their mouth shut and look the other way. And they're on the conservative side. They're not on the liberal side. We already know they hate us. I'd rather fight an enemy I know hates me. Wait, we already know we're getting with the liberal side. No, these are people that have infiltrated, who are political religious operatives on the side of conservatives that serve religion, not God. Serve religion. And the Lord is going to sift and shake that arena. And he's going to shake it and sift it down to the roots. And he's going to expose how interconnected and vast and sophisticated that root system is. And when that happens, because they're serving darkness, you're going to see them turn on each other and eat each other alive. In the middle of this, that's exactly what you are going to see happen. Because when you start to make alliances with the propaganda from the kingdom of darkness, but try to serve it as a religious point of view, you walk into dangerous territory, because you're making covenants with principalities that you have no clue how to deal with. Now, going back to this. The Pope dying Passover 2025 and the Ayatollah dying near Purim was a prophetic signal that the leadership that is leading such in the natural, those who want to be leading voices, it is a sign, I believe, of the fall to come. So I believe it was a prophetic warning to us that these two sides are trying to merge. These two sides are coming together and forming an alliance. But I also think it's a warning of who is being dealt with and is going to fall in this time. And I believe that in this time, you are going to see the largest scandal come out of the Vatican that has ever come out of the Vatican. In this time, in this season, you will see the largest scandal come out of the Vatican that ever has, that's going to rock the religious world. I believe that's coming as well. But to further prove to you that darkness parades as light and parades as a way of illumination and sophisticated thought, to prove to you that people are chosen and brought together to fulfill hidden agendas and their names testify to that, let me show you. I'm going to show you something very interesting with the leading conservative voices, their names. You don't think people are chosen random? If you think people are chosen randomly to come together, they're not. This is like a chessboard we're dealing with. It's a spiritual chessboard that's coming into the natural and clustering people together in the natural to fulfill certain agendas that some of them may realize is from the kingdom of darkness. Some of them may not, and they're being used as tools and they need to be prayed for. But let me show you the names of some of these leading conservative voices and what it spells. Ready for this? All right. Candace Amber Owens, Tucker Swanson Carlson, Nicholas Joseph Fuentes, Megyn Kelly. They're all proclaimed to be on the conservative side, right? This is what you can spell from their names coming together. This is what is hidden within their names. Islam-Catholic merge. Kill Christian faith. Destroy Jews. Take down Trump. Now you tell me that this is a coincidence that this is going on. That these leading voices that are coming out and speaking, and they've got a right to say whatever they want to say, and they're also accountable before God for what they say. But these are the ones that have come together in a cluster of operatives. They've come together, right? I think Megyn Kelly sometimes is on the fence and she gets a little torn in the middle of it. But you can spell from that. Islam Catholic merge. Kill Christian faith. Destroy Jews. And I think it's destroy Trump. Am I right about that? Was the last one destroy Trump? Take down Trump, I'm sorry. So Islam-Catholic merge, kill Christian faith, destroy Jews, take down Trump. The agendas are hidden. You wonder why they're all talking the way they're talking? The agenda is hidden in all of their names coming together. Now you tell me that's random. You tell me that's by chance. You tell me that just happens to be. Because when you're dealing with principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, they hide within layers of things. So they want you to just look on the surface and think it's just a name. It's just a group. No, it's not. Because underneath it all is hidden agendas. You see, the kingdom of darkness conceals. The kingdom of light, which is Almighty God, reveals. And this is revealing the fact that all of them were chosen and brought together, not by chance, not by some random probability, but because together, what they're speaking out of their mouths testifies to the agendas that are hidden within their coalition. This is not random, people. We have to understand this. And you need to pray for them. Let me tell you. Hate the sin, love the sinner. Hate what they're doing, but you got to pray for them. You have to pray for them because there are real battles waging for their souls, and some of them are about to, in this season, have a spectacular fall. before this nation. A spectacular fall. Haman was hung on his own gallows. The gallows he set up to kill Mordecai, he ended up being killed on. These individuals are building gallows right now for others that they are going to end up falling on themselves, some of them. Some of them may have an epiphany, but some of them, we're going to see that reversal, and we're going to see that happen. Now, I want to go to July 3rd, 2025, Word of the Lord. Word of the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the time of the lion, says the Lord, a roar, capital R-O-A-R, against the Vatican, says the Lord, for the leadership will have to face the sins and crimes littered from past leaders that is built up to a crescendo, says the Lord, of scandal to come forth from the Vatican, and its hubs that leadership will have to now bear the burden of such a cover-up of former leaders, says the Lord, and will meet his valley of decision, says the Lord, this year. Interesting. February 16th, 2026. A document hidden in the Vatican for decades, I, the Lord, have called it forth to be exposed, that will expose the darkest of dealings with nations and trafficking of different kinds, deals with specific nations in Europe and the Middle East that will now come to light, for a high-ranking cardinal shall pull it forth, says the Lord. Watch for that in this time. Watch for that. There's a reason the Pope died on Passover and the Ayatollah dies near Purim. It's a prophetic warning. It's an alarm going off of where we should be, what is about to be excavated, what's about to be pulled from its hole, what's about to be dug up and exposed, and who's coming together in this time. Because there's two groups of religious operatives that are coming together in this time, and their goal is to destroy, fracture, and pulverize the evangelical, spirit-filled Protestant faith, and to destroy Trump. Their goal is to fracture and destroy his presidency. So this is why the Lord pointed this out to me about the Pope and the Ayatollah. And we need to just keep a watch on that and pray. Now, going to go to April 16th, 2024, because something else is happening right now in the Middle East we have to pay attention to, surrounded by the Strait of Hormuz. Now, the Strait of Hormuz is around Iran and I think South Oman and the United Arab Emirates, right? So the Strait of Hormuz connects the Gulf with the Arabian Sea. Now, I'm going to play this clip for you before I read to you the news article about the Strait of Hormuz, because I believe it was April 16th, 2024, I spoke this, and we're going to play the clip for you now. So this strait, the Strait of Hormuz, is going to become a point of contention between Iran and European nations and Israel. It is going to become a point of contention more and more. This is going to become a hotbed near this strait. So just remember Strait of Hormuz. Okay. That was April 16th, 2024. Now, news has started breaking out of the Strait of Hormuz. This is something we have to watch, because this is going to become a point of contention more and more. That's what we said April 16th, 2024. So we'll put up the AP News article for you to show you. Okay. The war in the Middle East has blocked access to major ports in the Gulf region, impacting the supply of food to over 50 million people, which is interesting because 50 biblically has to do with the Jubilee and land being stolen, being returned to the people. Very interesting. In a region highly dependent on agricultural imports. Now, the war in the Middle East has blocked access to major ports in the Gulf region as traffic through the strategic Strait of Hormuz almost ceased. A ship spotting platform said, this has impacted agricultural supply to over 50 million people in the Gulf region that imports over 90% of its food. Okay. The war of Ezekiel, I perceive this to be the Holy Spirit prompting me in this. The war of Ezekiel, I don't believe is going to be fought over oil. I believe the war of Ezekiel is going to be fought over food. and blocked access to food for nations. I believe, because the Lord says, I'm going to put a hook in their jaw, in their mouth, and I'm going to drag them in. I'm going to put the hook in their jaw, and I'm going to drag them in. I think there's a possibility here that the war of Ezekiel may not be fought over oil at all, but a food supply and land needed in order to grow food for their people. So I think there's a possibility when the Lord says, I'll put a hook in your jaw because you eat with your mouth, that we may watch this war of Ezekiel when it forms over food, because of things like this: blocked access to major ports, blocked shipping access, control taken over. So I'm just saying it's something to ponder. But the Strait of Hormuz is facing a blockade right now. And we have that article from CNBC to show you. The Strait of Hormuz is facing a blockade. These countries will be most impacted. So there is a big battle right now over this strait, and they're saying it has the potential to upend global markets. And it's interesting because Iran is trying to close that strait right now. So Iran is actively trying to close it. And April 4th, 2025, word of the Lord, however, says the Lord, it shall be a backdraft through the Ayatollah's court, says the Lord, and the general, says the Lord, shall be scattered as fire is rained down for the move they shall make. For a very sharp maneuver shall come forth out of Iran, says the Lord. Now, on top of this, with the Strait of Hormuz, there's something else that's happening. That happened February 19th, nine days before Operation Epic Fury and Roaring Lion commenced. And we're going to put it up for you, the news article here, and we're going to show you the prophecy. Russian, Chinese, Iran warships conduct surprise Hormuz Strait exercises amid massive U.S. military Mideast buildup. Russia, China, and Iran have deployed naval vessels for joint exercises in the strategic Strait of Hormuz region under the Maritime Security Belt 2026 framework. Russian and Iran state media reported. Global Surveillance, a geopolitics think tank, described the move as a, quote, surprise. Well, it wasn't as much of a surprise because May 8th, 2025, word of the Lord, for the union of China and Russia and Iran. Who was in the Strait of Hormuz together? China, Russia, and Iran, just 9 days before these operations began. For the union of China and Russia and Iran shall be struck for a time, and a severe deflation in 2/3 of its combined power in that union shall be taken from the current leaders, says the Lord. For this is a time where the old wineskins are failing, says the Lord. For the people cry out in those nations, and the new wine is being pressed, and it is destroying the old wineskin, says the Lord. Those were the three that went into the Strait of Hormuz on surprise to do military exercises together. And those were the three that the Lord named together May 8th, 2025, and said the union of China, Russia, and Iran shall be struck for a time, and a severe deflation in 2/3 of its combined power in that union shall be taken. Why? Because Venezuela and its oil, because of what's happening now with Iran and the Iranian regime falling, and it's beginning to be struck, this union, and 2/3 of its combined power by the end of this will be taken for a time. Now, why? Because things have to go back to the biblical schedule that God has decreed it goes to. Man tries to speed it up. The kingdom of darkness tries to speed it up. And then events happen to put it back in its place. Now, I will say this, that within this time between Purim and Passover, and I'm going to look at the calendar right now because I was prompted by the Lord to call for a 3-day fast within this window. And so I'm looking right now at the calendar, and I'm going to say, let me see here. March. Okay, it's going to start Monday, March 9th, Tuesday, the 10th, and Wednesday, the 11th, right? So 9-11, 9-1-1. This is a 9-1-1 fast. I'm calling for a three-day fast nationally from March 9th to March 11th. Within this window between Purim and Passover, as much as you can fast, please do. If you can fast a meal a day, fast a meal a day. If you can fast more, fast more. If you give up sugar and fast it for 3 days, do that. But I'm calling for this three-day fast, March 9th to 11th right now, within this window, given the seriousness of what is unfolding in the earth, what is happening in this era, in this time, what the enemy has planned for high leadership of this nation. I'm calling for this fast March 9th to 11th nationally in order for us to come together as the body of Christ and to come together and pray and fast and intercede, because I believe this will thwart and break attempts that are being set up to go in motion in this time. So please, if you can join me for that three-day fast, March 9th through 11th, 9-1-1. It's a 9-1-1 fast right now in the window between Purim and Passover. I'm calling for it now. And any of you that can join in this fast, please do, because it's important. It's crucial with what we see unfolding right now in the nation. So we appreciate, thank you very much for putting that up. And we're going to call for that, and we're going to do that fast together. All glory be to God. Now, we're going to put up this Fox News article because there's been some confusion about this one, for sure. Some people think it was a promotion. I don't know what to say. Kristi Noem ousted from Homeland Security post amid recent turmoil. Trump reportedly furious with Noem's performance in congressional hearings this week over controversial ad contract. I'm showing you this because this happened within the window between Purim and Passover. We've watched, it's begun. Okay, so we watched this happen within this window. Kristi Noem, the former South Dakota congresswoman and governor, who has led President Donald Trump's Department of Homeland Security in his second term, was ousted from her position on Thursday. Trump announced on Truth Social that he will nominate Senator Mark Wayne Mullen, from a Republican from Oklahoma, to replace Noem effective March 31st. By the way, he takes office the day before Passover begins. Just keep a mental note of that. The current secretary, Kristi Noem, who has served us well and has had numerous and spectacular results, especially on the border, will be moving to Special Envoy for the Shield of the Americas, our new security initiative in the Western Hemisphere we are announcing on Saturday in Doral, Florida. I thank Kristi for her service at Homeland. Now, what led to this is that there were two consecutive days of combative congressional hearings in early March, during which she was questioned about everything from DHS officers' aggressive tactics in Minnesota to her relationship with special government employee Corey Lewandowski. And it says it may have been the final nail in the coffin for her prominent role in the Trump administration. President Trump also told Reuters that he was not aware, nor did he approve, of her $220 million ad campaign that she did about herself, I believe, and DHS, that was put across America. He specifically told Reuters yesterday, because she had said during testimony that they had talked about it and he was aware she was doing it. He came out to Reuters and said, no, I was not aware that this was going on. So why am I telling you all of this? Well, first of all, this is happening in the window between Purim and Passover, so it's important. Secondly, December 2nd, 2025, I gave a word from the Lord. And it's important because of what she's being moved to, this word also, okay? So I gave a word from the Lord, December 2nd, 2025. This is what the word of the Lord said. The indiscretions of a woman in leadership, her continued willful continuation of a relationship that should not be, has opened the door spiritually for an attempt on her life in the natural. The one who has worked with ICE closely That door of indiscretion needs to be shut and the rebellion and lusts of the flesh subdued, for an ambush has been set. And the enemy testifies of such lusts and sins for legal rights to take her down. Her life is being weighed. If she repents and turns back now, she shall be spared. The Lord has extended mercy in a time of near and present danger. It should not be dismissed with contempt, but heeded with wisdom in this time. That was the word of the Lord, put out December 2nd, 2025. I believe this was about Kristi Noem, this word. We are watching the beginnings now of what is actively unfolding because she was ousted from that position. Uh-oh, someone's saying you can spell Erica Kirk. I think from the slide I put up, they're saying you can also spell Erica Kirk. Very, very interesting. So I believe this was about Kristi Noem. I believe the enemy has her snared in the flesh. And if she doesn't free herself of that snare, the enemy is going to get a clear shot at her. And I am very, very serious about this. She was removed from this position, and she's being moved to another position that I believe is going to be dealing with the cartels. But nonetheless, she was removed as head of DHS. Now, I'm going to say something here. First of all, you need to pray for Kristi Noem, because right now, the enemy has her partially in bondage, and she's been ensnared, and she needs to break that snare, and she needs to break free, because he's going to use it to try to destroy her. So you need to intercede and pray in this hour for God's mercy and for her deliverance in the midst of this. People get ensnared. The enemy tempts them. They get lured in. They struggle. And then the enemy uses it to argue legal rights in the realm of the spirit that he can take them down now. That is what actively is going on. And that's why the Lord said her life is being weighed. And if she repents and turns back now, she shall be spared. The Lord has extended mercy in a time of near and present danger. It should not be dismissed with contempt, but heeded with wisdom in this time. So pray and intercede for her. Pray and intercede for her. Because it's a very serious situation for her right now. I don't know if she realizes it, what the enemy is arguing against her. And that he wants rights to take her down because of things she has continued to do that the Lord has warned her to stop. The Lord has warned her to stop going down roads having to do with the lust of the flesh, and that has not been heeded. So intercede and pray, because there's still time here. There's still time to do a reversal on this when it comes to this woman. And pray she wholeheartedly comes to the Lord and breaks free of these shackles and chains in her life. Now, I'm going to say this too. And I'm a woman saying this, so you can't get mad at me, because I'm a woman saying this. I believe in this time, the head of DHS should be a man. And I believe that because every 30 days, you're going to have PMS and they're going to want to go and nuke everybody in the United States of America, or maybe in Minnesota, or maybe in Chicago, or maybe in Washington, D.C. But all kidding aside, I believe that role in this time needs to be filled by a man. In all honesty, in all sincerity, and I'm a woman saying this, and yes, women can serve incredible roles, and God has made women incredible, and he raises them up to do incredible things. But I believe in this time, the head of DHS needs to be a man. Because if not, every about 30 days or so, we're going to have the 4th of July. And I just believe right now it really needs to be a man that is in this position, in this role for this time. And that's just my personal feeling watching all of this unfold. And it's interesting that this is happening in the window between Purim and Passover. And I'm a woman saying this, so you can't get mad because I'm a woman saying it. And I just feel that this is happening in the window between Purim and Passover for a reason. And you need to intercede and pray for Kristi Noem, because this could actually be the Lord's hand of protection yanking her out of this to deal with her. So I just want you to think about it that way for a moment. People don't think about it that way sometimes, but I'm just saying, just think about it and pray about it. Okay, now let's go to the next. We're going to go to the New York Post that has had some fascinating headlines recently. Mastermind of Iran plot to assassinate Trump is dead. Hegseth reveals U.S., quote, got the last laugh. U.S. and Israeli forces took out the Iranian official behind a plot to assassinate President Trump in the final days of the 2024 election campaign, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth revealed Wednesday. Hegseth did not identify the individual, but Israeli media named him as Rahman Mokadam, head of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, Special Operations Division. The leader of the unit who attempted to assassinate President Trump has been hunted. Now, I want you to listen to this sentence closely. The leader of the unit who attempted to assassinate President Trump has been hunted down. That's the word they used. Hunted down and killed, Hegseth told reporters at the Pentagon during a morning debrief on Operation Epic Fury. U.S. officials say Iran has been pursuing assassination plots against Trump as vengeance for the death of Qassem Soleimani, head of the country's elite Quds force, who was killed in a drone strike ordered by President Trump, the president, in 2020. Now, I'm going to see if I can find this very fast. This was one of the first major prophecies I gave that came to pass, where I prophesied before the death of Soleimani. Let's see here. I want to see if I could find it very fast here for you. Here it is. Praise God. You could go to arcofgrace.org, click on blogs, click on archive, search the word Iran, and you'll find this. December 8th, 2019. This is right before Soleimani is killed. Word of the Lord. Iran will suffer a very public mortal wound, a gushing wound for what they have done to Israel, and I'm striking Hezbollah with madness. They will go mad and suffer complete disorder, says the Lord thy God this day. Okay, that's given right before Soleimani is taken out and killed. Now, we're going to come to the New York Post article now, because it mentions that. Pete Hegseth said the leader of the unit who attempted to assassinate President Trump has been hunted down and killed. Let's go to the word of the Lord. November 26, 2019. The enemy's agents have taken part in a witch hunt where they shall now become the hunted for dare attempting to hunt my children down and take them down, says the Lord of hosts. How dare they? The hunter shall now become the hunted, and the hunted are moving on and soaring to glory and shall be above and not beneath. I am preparing a table before you in the presence of your enemies and those who have persecuted you, says the Lord. Truly you shall eat the meal of victory. Word of the Lord, February 16th, 2026, 12 days prior to the operation's beginning. I, the Lord thy God, have ruled and determined disaster against leadership in the Middle East, for the time has come of their judgment, of their revocation, of a reversal of decades of decrees of destruction that have been sent forth in the spirit and the natural by the Prince of Persia, that principality and the leadership of Iran. However, says the Lord thy God, this day the Ayatollah and his highest generals and advisors shall be pulled from their holes, says the Lord. For they hide amongst the rocks. They hide, says the Lord, amongst their underground facilities. They hide, says the Lord, some in Iraq, says the Lord. Some are seeking safe passage to Russia, says the Lord, and to England, says the Lord, and to Spain, says the Lord. Right now, says the Lord, the leadership of these nations are secretly making deals with leadership from the Ayatollah's court, and these deals shall be found out. And since, says the Lord, they have risen and taken counsel against me and my plans, they have risen and played the thieves for their gods. They have attempted as Haman to make such deals. They shall be hunted, says the Lord. They shall be hunted. says the Lord. Their leadership roles shall be taken, says the Lord, for a great purge is nearing the appointed hour within the earth. Let's go back to the New York Post article for a moment, please. What did Pete Hegseth say? He said, the leader of the unit who attempted to assassinate President Trump has been hunted down and killed. Hegseth told reporters at the Pentagon during a morning debrief on Operation Epic Fury. What did the Lord say in the word? Because they've risen and taken counsel against him, and they've played the thieves for their gods, and they have attempted as Haman to make such deals, they shall be hunted, says the Lord. And that's exactly what is in that article. We are watching actively in this season. The hunter become the hunted. We are watching those get hunted down that have taken counsel against the Lord and played the thieves for their gods. Now, August 25th, 2025, I want to read this word of the Lord. This is one of the last things I want to read because I believe given what we're watching unfold, I should read this word because it has to do with the midterms. Because we have entered another level of spiritual warfare right now. We are watching literally events align with the Bible. We are watching events on a global biblical scale, literally all come and prophetically align. So word of the Lord, August 25th, 2025. Let me just take a drink before I read this. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, this is a time of high alert, capital, says the Lord, for what has been set in motion to attempt to take down the president, the vice, and a Rubio. A trifecta shall be caught, says the Lord. However, they shall get close. It is the intercession and prayer of my capital people that will fight what has been birthed in the realm of the spirit and cause such a plan to miscarry in the natural. For, says the Lord, the plot sent forth is meant to cause great confusion, fear, and turmoil before such elections, such midterms, says the Lord. The robbery and progress has begun, says the Lord, to steal the house. And those who are clothed in red are assisting the donkeys to carry the plan, quote, to bring down the house, says the Lord. For they do not want America to thrive. They do not want the eagle well. Their rhetoric and empty words may say they want to see your nation thrive. However, capital, if the nation thrives, their backroom deals fail, says the Lord. There are plants, P-L-A-N-T-S, says the Lord. Leaders of committees, says the Lord, who are purposely acting as stumbling blocks to sabotage the accomplishments set in motion, says the Lord. The house is compromised, says the Lord. The leaders of the house, the Senate, says the Lord. Their podium shall give way, says the Lord. For it is nothing more than paper, meaningless paper, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, there shall be an event in Congress where my spirit so enters, says the Lord, where my capital power literally shakes the very area where Congress so wheels and deals, says the Lord. Your hands are sticky and you shall not be able to rid yourselves of the evidence that proves you have been dealing with the imams, says the Lord. You have been dealing deep in Middle Eastern business, says the Lord. There shall be a green capital party that ties to such, says the Lord. Now, given what we are watching unfold with Iran and the U.S., given the outcries going up in this nation, I would watch this situation very closely with Congress. We are still in the middle of a partial DHS shutdown. That is still happening. We are actively watching that blockade and embargo try to completely take effect and begin to stifle and constrict leading to the midterms. We are actively watching in this year in 2026. We have entered the window between Purim and Passover, but Rosh Hashanah 2026 begins on 9/11, the Feast of Trumpets, just 2 months before our midterm elections. The Lord is sounding the alarm about Congress because the base is compromised. The foundation is compromised. It needs to be cleaned. The cornerstones need to be replaced. It needs to be dealt with because the stench has gone before the nostrils of God. of what is happening in Congress in this nation. And when we talk about siftings and shakings during the time between Purim and Passover, we're talking about Congress too. We're talking about in this time, Congress being sifted and shaken in this time. We are literally watching siftings and shakings go from Iran to the president's cabinet and administration. And we will watch it go to Congress. And we will watch it go to governors. And we will watch it go to leaders of other nations as well. We have entered this window where we're going to see some of the greatest sifting, shakings, and overturnings that we have seen, including with royal families. But I'm telling you, this is the beginning of a very, very jolting and hard sifting and shaking. And I'm going to tell you what else the Lord is going to do in your personal lives, because I feel, I perceive it to be the Holy Spirit. He is going to sift the snakes and the serpents right out of your life. He's going to sift them, and he's going to expose them, and he's going to expose how they've been moving about, how they've been sabotaging, what they've been hiding, what they've been doing, how they've been trying to undermine you, how they've been trying to curse you, how they have been trying to secretly hope for your fall, for your stumbling, for your ensnaring. And in this time, it's not only happening in the nations of the earth and in the administration and in Congress, it's happening in your personal lives. Where the serpents that have slithered about and that have acted like they were for you will be sifted, and their true motives and their true modus operandi and everything they have been doing under radar to sabotage, to make issue, is going to come out in this time. You need to pray into that word, because the Lord is doing it, because he's got to call things back into order because of the time we are in. He needs his people in order and ready. He needs the administration in order. That's why the enemy's going to try a betrayal in this time, a very public one with the administration, because that's the way he's going to try to get in to stop what is happening globally. Because all his interests, many of them, are being threatened right now, which means you have to pray for the life of not only President Trump, but Marco Rubio and anybody else with them that is assisting in this, Pete Hegseth and others. You have to pray for their protection. Because the enemy is the one that normally, in scripture, it says the enemy has desired to sift you. When we're talking about Peter, right? The enemy has asked to sift you. But we're watching a reversal, and we're watching the serpents get sifted in this time instead. We are watching this. Just look at the Epstein files. We're watching the serpents get sifted. And that means it goes all the way down to personally in your lives. They're going to be exposed, entrapped, sifted, and removed. And replaced with people that truly are for God, are mature in that, and are for you. Because the Lord is changing the orbit that is around you in order for you to go into this next chapter that is going to be weighty and heavy and persevering and powerful and bearing mature, mature fruit. And he can't have immaturity around you to bear mature fruit. Hear that, Congress? You hear that, Cabinet? The immature fruit is getting sifted. The serpents are getting sifted, shaken, exposed, and removed. In this time, watch what happens. Just watch. Watch what happens in this time with this. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay, we got to land the plane. Got to land the plane, guys. All right. So I wanted to tell you about Missy. So stay on for a moment because I have to tell you what's going on with Missy. Many of you love her. She is our Black Lab Golden Retriever mix at Ark of Grace Sanctuary. Missy is going into an involved surgery on Monday morning. We found a lump on her stomach. We took her to the vet. They did a very small biopsy of it, and it came back mast cell, and it is considered cancerous. And they said we have to remove it immediately, and we have to go in and clean out underneath to make sure we get it all so it doesn't spread. So Monday morning, Missy will be going into surgery. Our sanctuary team is prepping to stay the night, so we each take 2-hour shifts to be with her through the night. So we're already planning for that. We have a sanctuary team that is very dedicated, and they're willing to do that. If you'd like to fast and pray for Missy, please do that too. But she's having a cancerous tumor removed. If you would like to help, we put it on the screen. You could go to arcofgracesanctuary.org/donate, and you can go look up there. We have information there. But please pray for Missy. This is not easy on Chris. My concern is not myself in this. My concern is Missy, and my concern is Chris, because when he sees Missy in pain, because of all the seizures that have happened and because of what's gone on, it messes with his brain, and he begins to have a hard time being able to like think clearly and function clearly. And it becomes very overwhelming for him and hard to see Missy go through that. So I'm concerned for Missy and Chris in this, and not for myself. So please pray for Missy and Chris in the middle of this, because this is not easy on either of them. We have wonderful vets who are ensuring that they give her extra comfort medicine in order to make sure that she will be okay. But please, please pray and pray that Chris is okay through this as well. I would very much appreciate it. He's very sensitive in that regard. And he loves, loves, loves Missy. And Missy's only 5 years old. She's young. So she's a young dog, and she's an incredible dog. And she's provided a lot of comfort for Chris and for myself, but for Chris especially. And so please just, we ask for your prayers right now, especially through this time. I will keep you posted when she comes home. I will update everybody and make sure everybody is kept updated on what is going on with this. But we have been praying over it, rebuking in the name of Jesus Christ, casting it out in Jesus' name. So we have been interceding and praying and already running the leg of that race for Missy. Also, Engaged Ministries. This is going to be in April for His Kingdom and Our Country, 5th Annual Tent Revival. I will be speaking there. It's 212 South Lincoln, Lowell, Arkansas, 72745. You could go to arcofgrace.org/events to get all information. We also have other information up on the events section. If you need our address to mail something, if you need other ways you want to help, there it's there at arcofgrace.org/events as well, so you can go check that out. Also, we have a free prayer line. If you need prayer, if you need someone to agree with you in prayer, you can call our prayer lines. The two phone numbers are on the screen, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are blessed to be able to bring this to you, so please utilize the prayer line. We have people that are waiting to just pray with you and speak with you, so please do that and use it. As well, our newsletter. We have a newsletter that goes out. We'd like to keep in touch with you and be able to send you it. It's free. And so we would like to be able to have you be a part of that. So you could go to arcofgrace.org/newsletter in order to sign up. We also have text blasts. So put your phone number in and you can receive text blasts from us, and we can keep in touch with you as well. We're going to put Givaderm up because they have free shipping over $100 right now. Limited time only. With any purchase of $100 or more, you get free shipping. It starts Tuesday, March 3rd. It started Purim, guys, and it ends Sunday, March 8th, 2026. You can use promo code ARC10 ARK10 for a 10% discount off your order. These women not only love the Lord, but they make an incredible natural product that is literally food for your face. I love this skincare line. I use it twice a day. Chris uses their products. He gets his own little gift bag now every month from the ladies of Give a Derm because he's just so special. He has to get his own box now from the ladies of Give a Derm. And we're very appreciative of that, that they actually think of him and they do that. But please, if you haven't tried it, I would try it because really it's an amazing, amazing natural product for your skin. So just encourage you in that. Also, we have Rafa as well. Myself and Dr. Sherwood created Rafa. It is for women. Maybe we'll make a Rafa for men as well. But this is meant to help with a woman's system of what we go through as women through life. This is meant to support our systems. It is all natural. And you can go to arcofgrace.org/ministry partners if you're looking for a supplement as a woman that supports your system. So you can go there and learn all about Rafa today. And I think that's it, guys. I think we're going to start. We're winding it down now for the evening. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend. We want to encourage you to armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6. In Ephesians chapter 6, all of the armor pieces are there. I literally say all of the armor pieces every morning on me, Chris, and the animals of Ark of Grace Sanctuary. So I encourage you to do the same thing. Also, we have Psalms 123, 34, 35, 51, which is created me a clean heart, O God, and Psalm 91, which I say every single day. Powerful Psalm. The Word of God is living, active, current for every generation. We have to speak it. It is a sword. We got to speak it. We got to swing it. We got to use it. There is weight and power on those words. Also, Ephesians 1, 16 through 20 and 3, 14 through 19 from the Believer's Authority by Pastor Kenneth Hagin as well as scripture. I say those scriptures every single day. The Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6, I incorporate that into my prayer life every single day as well. We have Hebrews 11 there as well. I will also encourage you in this time to read Isaiah 47. We're in the 47th presidency. Read Isaiah 47. 47 in this time for what we have just witnessed happen on a global scale. Pray for the people of Iran that they come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior in the midst of this because it's created a sort of vacuum in that area, and just continue to intercede and pray for the underground church of Iran as well. So thank you everyone for joining us tonight. Thank you to our moderators, our Ark of Grace team for being on with us. We will be back on live on Tuesday, I believe it is. We will be live Tuesday next week. We'll be looking forward to seeing you then. Anything cray cray happens, you know, we will probably be on. And I will be putting out shorts as well. So please continue to look for them on all our Ark of Grace official platforms. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. You have a wonderful rest of your evening. We love you. Keep the faith. God bless. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. Could your health issues be caused by an invisible enemy? Fatigue, bloating, brain fog? What if parasites are the real culprit? Did you know that 60 million Americans apparently have parasites? They are everywhere, our food, our water, and they even can afflict our pets. They can wreak havoc on your gut, energy levels, and even your brain. And the mainstream medical system doesn't want you to think about this because one great cleanse can potentially change your life. The Wellness Company has a solution for you. Ivermectin and Mebendazole, the FDA-approved parasite solutions, are now combined into one cleanse combo. Just fill out a brief medical intake form to get a 3-month supply. MAHA is officially here, and the Wellness Company is making these hard-to-get medications digitally accessible so you can live your best life. Contact the Wellness Company today by going to arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners and use promo code GRACE to save $60 off plus free shipping.